This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And our archives, always available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. We are sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And want to welcome to the show for the first time, it is Joe McClafferty, president of Logan Health Foundation. Joe, welcome to the show for the first time.
Hey, Ross, thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, you are a Butte man.
I'm a Butte kid. Yeah, Butte rat, born and raised.
But you are living in the Flathead Valley, good old Flathead Valley now.
I am, yeah. So my wife Teresa and I moved up here just recently, took positions at Logan Health. Ecstatic to be up here in the Flathead. Know the Flathead really well. Been here many, many times over the years.
Well, when you're not working, tell us what we'd like to do. A little bit about yourself.
Well, okay, so I'm something that I guess I'm most proud of are my kids. Yeah. Right. I got three grown children right now, and they're all doing great out there in the world. And Teresa and I now felt it was a time where maybe we can take a little different chapter in our lives and enjoy the outdoors. So we really enjoy getting out kayaking, road biking, you know, just kind of hanging out and enjoying the good weather that we tend to get here in Montana in the summertime.
Well, tell us about how you got involved with Logan Health.
So I was the athletic director for 7 years at Montana Tech, and then after that, I became the vice chancellor of development, the CEO of the foundation for about 10 years. This position had opened up as the president of Logan Health Foundation and had great interest in the opportunities that were in front of Logan Health in the Valley to keep healthcare community focused and really do some incredible things in the world of philanthropy.
Yeah, but it's a big operation, isn't it?
Oh, it's tremendous, yeah. Montana Tech is pretty small compared to what happens here at Logan. We'd be approaching 4,500 employees. You know, it's about a $700 million operation right now, soon to be over $1 billion. And it's critical, really, to the Valley and the success that the Valley can have.
Well, tell us about the foundation itself. What is it? What it's all about?
Well, the foundation is the fundraising arm for Logan Health. So we'll have various initiatives. In the past, the foundation has raised money for the emergency room and a variety of areas there. As philanthropy is changing, the foundation will be more focused on maybe a perpetual campaign to where we're raising really to turn focus towards the patient and making sure that we're raising funds to provide services and infrastructure that really becomes very patient-centric and customer-centric to that patient.
Okay, so this kind of leads us to what we're going to talk about today, and it sounds pretty amazing. There's a fundraising side of this, the Alert Betty Woods Memorial Golf Tournament, just part of it, and this is all to raise money for Alert. And for those who don't know Alert and what it is, could you explain just a little bit?
Well, I'm sure they've seen that helicopter in the sky, right?
Yeah.
That big red helicopter that's out there. You know, what Alert basically does is it saves lives, right? Somebody gets in this rugged area that we live in, somebody gets injured, they have a heart attack, they're in Ronan, they're in Polson, they're whatever, they need to get where they back to Logan. Alert goes out and gets them. You know, the cavalry's here, right?
Yeah.
It saves them, it brings them back, saves lives. Grizzly bear attacks, you know, you fall in the yak, whatever it might be, Alert's going to show up and they're going to help you and they're going to get you back on your feet.
They go just about everywhere. That's pretty amazing.
It really is. And the people that work there are incredible folks. We just had the Alert Banquet a few weeks back there in April, and they have, you know, awards and stories about saving lives. Incredible folks.
How long ago does that program go back? I know it's quite a few years, not decades.
Yeah, Alert, it goes back to 1975.
Wow.
A young logger sustained a critical head injury in a remote area and was transported by only means available. Helicopter wasn't there, and the person passed. And they said, this ain't going to happen anymore. And so that's when Alert started going.
No, we're talking about the Betty Woods Memorial Golf Tournament. You do a lot of these fundraisers throughout the year, different types of fundraisers, correct?
Yeah, there's many fundraisers that are done throughout the year. You know, golf tournaments, you know, the Alert Banquet, swing for a sister. You know, there's many golf tournaments that happen that are associated with the foundation. The Betty Woods is one that's been around over 16 years now. And Betty was a flight nurse. She started out in ICU and then became a cardiac flight nurse, and really it became her life. And understood that emergency services were critical to any Valley's medical success. And so that's why she really dedicated her life to, or what she really dedicated her life to, and that's why it's named in her name.
Yeah, I mean, she must have been quite the person to have, after all these years, this named after her. in her honor.
Would have loved to have met her and just knowing what went through her mind. But you think about that. You think about someone that jumps on a helicopter. I mean, it's got to be very similar, and I can't relate to it because I've never been in the services, but it's got to be very similar to that. You don't know what you're going into. You're up in the air, right? You're in this little thing up there that's buzzing around pretty fast, and you're popping in on a situation that you really don't understand what's going on, and you've got to be prepared for anything. And then stabilize that person, and then get them where they're going. That's a special person. So honoring Betty through this, I think, is a great, it just needs to happen each year.
Well, I tell you how you, the folks listening, can get involved in this, be a part of this tournament. Sounds like a great one. We'll tell you more in just a few minutes on part two of Focus on the Flathead. You've been listening to the voice of Joe McClafferty. He is the president of Logan Health Foundation. And alert, we'll talk more about it and this golf tournament on the way in just a few minutes. It's News Talk 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Focus on the Flathead returns in just a moment.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is Focus on the Flathead. We are back right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And our sponsors, once again, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. You've been listening to Joe McClafferty. He is the president of Logan Health Foundation. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ross.
Well, let's talk about the big golf tournament and the Alert Betty Woods Memorial Golf Tournament, to be exact, and how we can all be involved in this thing. We got a lot of sponsors. You got to have sponsors when you do something like this.
You sure do. They really make it work for golf tournaments. It's really tough to raise funds just off of what you're charging the team to get into the tournament. So our sponsors have been critical, and Kalispell Toyota is the presenting sponsor, and they've stepped forward with a $20,000 gift, which is fantastic. And inside of it, Edward D. Jones is at our level at $2,500. We've got Glacier Bank, Wick Financial, Shandon Enterprises, Glacier Restaurant Group, and Toyota Services that are also major sponsors inside of it. And we're going to start it on July 8th. It's a Saturday. Most of these might run during the week, but you got a chance to do something on a Saturday morning. Shotgun start at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a lot of fun at Village Greens. So if you want to sign up for it, what you can do is you can go to, you can use the World Wide Web. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, once in a while.
I think it's here to stay. But you can go to www.logan.org/alertbettywoods. And love to get you out there and get you out on the course, and love to meet you too.
Well, you talked about Betty Woods just a little bit. This has gone back a few years, this tournament itself.
Yeah, 16 years they've been having this tournament. And somebody who's been in as an athletic director and then in the world of raising funds with these tournaments, they usually don't last that long. The dedication of the crew that are the volunteers behind this, unbelievable. The amount of work they put in.
Now, you have been here for just a few short months. Have you ever, are you a golfer, first of all?
I'm a very poor golfer. I do have a set of golf clubs, and I lose many golf balls, so I'm keeping Titleist in business, probably.
Well, these tournaments, sometimes they kind of like you to have fun.
That's what it's all about, right? You got to keep your integrity, though, Ross. You can't cheat in these things, right? No. Don't move that ball too much, you know. Buy your mulligans. If you need to buy a score, but no cheating.
And whatever you do, Joe, don't throw a club.
That's right. Don't throw a club. Don't swear at somebody. Have some fun.
So you're going to do a breakfast, too, to start things off. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit of food to get you going. I do think it is, like you mentioned there, Ross, a lot of fun. And people look forward to getting their foursome together each year and just getting out and doing the same things that they've done over and over.
So what do they call this? Like a best ball tournament or... Right. I forget what they call that in the world of golf, but
exactly. Yeah. So it goes a little bit quicker, hopefully when you're doing that and gets the scores down there some, and You hit a little errant shot, you don't have to scream and holler. Or like you say, Ross, throw a club.
What about carts? Are you going to let carts out there on the golf course, or are you walking the thing?
There'll be carts, yeah. So, yeah, okay. No one wants to. That, you know, who came, the best person ever for golf that came about was that guy who invented carts for it, because who wants to walk all that?
I agree. And you have to have something to hold your beverages.
That's right.
So this sounds like a very fun day, but again, very serious in that it raises money for Alert.
It does, yeah. And the money is split between Alert, and then there's a variety of grants that go to Quick Response and EMS. Last year, for instance, the Evergreen Fire and Rescue got a grant of $1,000. Big Fork Fire got to replace some equipment and medical bags. That was a little over $700. Marion Fire District got about $2,400. Swan Mission Search and Rescue, about $1,000. $3,500 to Lakeside, a Quick Response. And Bad Rock Fire also got about $750.
Wow.
So it spreads out through the valley, too. It's just not affecting Alert in Logan and the helicopter in the sky, and really affecting emergency services all over the valley.
That's good to know. That's really something to give your money to, I think.
Well, you think about it. You can always picture yourself getting hurt somewhere out there, you know, who's going to come and get you then? It kind of touches the soul, a little bit, and people understand, and that's why they support it.
Now, do you have other fundraisers? Do you have any more coming up that you can talk about that you're aware of?
We have one in July called Swing for a Sister, which is breast cancer awareness and raising funds. That is done through Eagle Bend. That's kind of exclusive into that, where the ladies of Eagle Bend put this on. They do a wonderful job in making it happen. I told them I would paint my bald head pink this year as a part of it, just to be a part of the fun. But they have another wonderful time on that golf event. It's funny because I look at Will Smith. I mean, people are always, they're so sensitive about being bald. I've been bald for a really long time. And Will Smith actually punched a guy because he said his wife was bald, right? And my wife has never had to hit anybody because I'm bald.
Well, one more time, let's just do a recap. It's coming up on the 9th, but you're going to start on the 8th, right?
The 9th is, it starts at 8 in the morning.
Oh, 8 in the morning.
8
okay.
in the morning on July 9th.
Okay, I got it. And shotgun start, we get a breakfast, but there's also something going on afterwards.
There's always a little bit of party that, you know, to stick around and, you know, get some food inside of you, a little bit of beverage. Maybe keep your integrity, right? But
yep.
Who's got the lowest score? There'll be some awards that go out, too.
And one more time, how to register.
Register, you go to logan.org /alert Betty Woods.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for being here and talking about this. President of Logan Health Foundation. And come back and give us some updates when you get a chance and all the great things you're doing.
Ross, thank you. Thank you for your show here and all your professionalism. Good stuff.
Thank you again for saying that. It's sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. See you next weekend right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR at Focus on the Flathead.